This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, it's Friday, Freestyle Friday, and I'm Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for December 9th, episode 1584, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Coming to you live from Santa's workshop at the North Pole, everyone's favorite elves, Jamie Jumperbottom and Glenn Scooter Pops.
Jamie Jumperbottom here. How are you guys?
Good. Happy how holidays. Are you, Jamie Jumperbottom?
Yes, Glenn Scooter Pants, whatever.
Pops, Pants. It's different.
Sorry. Well, we've got to come up with an elf name for your in-studio guest there, Glenn.
Yeah, Dr. Wendy was mooching last night, so she's going to hang around for a little while.
Mooching.
We're family. I can just drop in if I need a place to stay. That's how
As a matter
works.
Of fact, we just leave the door open for her. She just comes in. We're in bed. She knows where her bed is. What can
Keys
we call
She's under
Wendy?
The mat.
Wendy, I don't know.
Wendy sticks you with needles. That's more of like a Native American name.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That is kind of Native
Indian
American.
Name.
I love it. Well, hey, so Wendy, I heard that you love like romantic comedies and squishy TV shows, chick flicks, things like that.
Well, yeah. Kyle will disagree with you. He says,
"Yeah, what does he say?
Whenever anybody like mentions chick flicks, he's always like, oh no, she doesn't like those because Wendy doesn't like loving and laughing." And he says it really seriously. In fact, when Glenn and Jennifer first met him, every time he would say stuff like that, their eyes would get really big, like in preparation for me slapping him. Remember that?
Yes, yes. We couldn't believe you were tolerating him, actually.
He's so funny.
Yeah. Well, just for those who do enjoy things like loving and laughing.
Whatever.
All right.
Fine.
So here, you just have to listen. So everybody who is listening that loves the show Heartland, I finished season 3 and started episode 1 of season 4. And oh my God, I cannot believe that, like, you know, I can't talk about it. I don't want to give any spoilers, but I can't believe that Ty did that thing and then brought that thing back to the ranch. And then the fact that the sister went off and did that thing and then went to the thing. And then there's the other guy who did that thing with the girl from the diner and they did that thing. And now they're living in the thing. I mean, all that stuff. There's so much happened.
Wendy, when you heard that, did you think STDs right away? Just the way she said it, yeah. That's what I was thinking.
I thought it was an orphan cow or an ex-girlfriend.
I was thinking STDs myself.
It could have been all those things. You guys don't know. It's Heartland. You don't watch. But for my Heartland friends, oh my gosh, I cannot believe that Ty did the thing and brought the thing home and then did the thing and then the other thing and then, oh my God. And Amy, will you please stop being so dramatic all the time? Enough said. Okay. Carrying on. Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
Coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we have Crazy Frivolity, extra special guests, grand prize winners for Radiothon, and the world's worst really bad ads. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Oh, is there a really bad one in there? Awesome.
Good.
I'm so glad we're having frivolity. I'm excited.
Wendy's ready for some frivolity.
We'll
talk to her about what she did yesterday. All right, let's do our daily winnies. Well, my daily winnie goes out to all our new auditors this week, and there seems to be a trend. We have Alex, Gemma, Jennifer, Allison, and Terry, and it seems to be the trend that we have the spouses that are now signing up to, I think, spy on their spouses that are in the auditor room to see what's going on.
Like, yeah, because they think they're having an affair.
I think so. I think all these, you know, they're like there's so many men in the auditor room. That's
well, they don't know that, but they think they're going to run off with some like horse guy.
It's like five of us.
I thought something different, actually. I thought because what happens a lot of time is the women in the auditor room come in and they'll say, oh my God, you guys, I just have to tell somebody I bought this thing and I'm waiting on the UPS guy to come right now because I just bought these brand new blankets from Equestrian Collections and they're on the way. And then I can't tell my husband. And now the husbands are going to see that.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that. Sorry, Alex. We apologize for what your wife does in the auditor room.
Okay, yeah. I totally bought a new horse. It's coming on Tuesday. Don't tell my husband.
Now, you know, Jerry Johnson is coming on today, who won the grand prize at Radiothon. We always have the grand prize winner on, who's sort of your nemesis, let's say. You always have a male nemesis, it seems, since we started this show. He's coming on, but his wife recently joined.
I don't ask for this, by the way.
I think you kind of do, actually.
It just happens.
You attract that.
I think you attract male nemesises. I do.
It's because I love loving and laughing.
Because you love loving and laughing. They want to be part of that.
If you'd be more like Wendy, you wouldn't have that problem. All right, your turn.
Glenn, go ahead. Cue the music.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted it this soon. Hold on. Hold on. Thor, you mean?
Yes.
Cross the rainbow bridge of Asgard, where the booming heavens roar. You'll behold in breathless wonder the god of thunder, mighty Thor.
My dear sweet angel baby Thor. Thor is the Mustang that I adopted from the Northern Nevada Correctional Center, and he has proven time and time again that he is a very untalented jumper. To the point where, like, thank God I got Zeus, who's really talented, because Thor, he's just let me know repeatedly that he is not interested in becoming a jumper. So I thought. So I decided to, I don't own a round pin, but I really wanted to do some long lining with the new horse and training Zion. And so I set up a round pin with jump standards and poles, and about a 55-foot round pin ended up being. And the rails I put up to about 4 foot, and there's rails underneath them too. So it was a pretty solid looking round pin, but it is jump cups and standards all the way around. So I take Zion in there, boom, perfect. I do some join up, some long lining. I take pretty much every horse in the barn I took in there. I was like, well, I have it. Let's do it. I had it set up. So I go in there and I'm working everybody. And then the last horse in there, I take Thor. Not to expect anything different. I put him in there and I send him off. And he makes one circle. And I swear to God, it happened in slow motion. He looks at me, flips me the bird, and then goes, takes one canter stride, and jumps sky high out of my giant round pin that I have set up. Now, the story gets better because Thor still remains a very untalented jumper and chested the pole, which then pulled down 3/4 of the connected round pin like dominoes falling. He carried the pole he jumped with him for about 25 feet, deposited it far away from the round pin, and then proceeded to not let me catch him in the arena. So, he wants to jump. He just can't.
Either that or he hates you miserably.
One of the two. He said, I'm going to tear down this.
Work less.
Jump round
work smarter,
thing.
Not harder.
Jump, yes. Schmump, you chump.
Is funny? Wendy talking? I can't hear
okay,
her.
Okay, yeah. Well, I was trying to fix the problem, but I don't know what to do about it. So.
Wendy doesn't get to talk.
Wendy's back.
Forget it.
She's here.
She's like, forget it. Yeah, so that's my dear, sweet Mustang Thor. You're so sweet and talented. Wow. It was like, poor it was baby. So majestic. Yeah, it was majestic. It's like,
what
he's
were
like,
you doing to the poor boy? See, now we have to turn it around on you. What were you doing that he so wanted to get away from you? He's willing to risk life and limb to crash the entire fence.
It was It was very impressive. I mean, literally, I go and I'm like, release him. I'm like,
did you notice how she's avoiding the question?
Yeah, but you know what? I've seen this happen before. The round pen made out of jumps never works. It always ends in this disaster.
No, you have a real round pen, don't you?
No, I don't. This is the only thing I have. And so it worked for seven other horses.
Yeah, but but those horses would probably stay in if you put in like electric tape that wasn't electrified. But he's the kind of horse that it's like, he's like, those are jump cups. Those things aren't connected.
He's demanding freedom.
He knows.
He's the Sherlock Holmes of horses. Very
That's
observant.
Why when you adopt a BLM horse, they say you have to have a 6-foot-high fence. Because of that. You get them home, you open up the trailer, you let out your new horse, and they go right over to the fence and jump out, and they're gone.
Yep. Yeah, well, when you adopt one from the prison, because they're gentled, you only need a 5-foot fence. Oh. So I guess my 4-foot round pin wasn't really
enough. You need that extra foot for your non-jumping horse.
Of all of them, I just thought, no way.
Well, at least if Zeus had done that, he wouldn't have knocked the whole thing over, right?
Zeus would have cleared it and cantered on like a unicorn.
Well, Thor was using his foot as his mighty hammer and taking down
that's right.
What That's a right. talented baby.
Hey, I got to tell you guys about our truck. So we have a Toyota Tundra, which we bought at dealership A, which is not a Toyota dealership, right? But they gave us this, you know, we got this extended warranty and free oil changes and everything. So we go back to dealership A because the non-Toyota dealership, because we have all of this free stuff. So the check engine light comes on, and Jennifer brings it in, and they say, oh, it's a sensor on your gas tank, your emission sensor. So they replace that. Day later, she gets home, and she's all pissed because the light's back on. She brings it back in, and they said, oh, we fixed it. Take it home. They replaced the gas cap because apparently gas caps can cause engine lights to go on if they don't have a proper seal. So they replaced the gas cap. One day later, check engine light goes back on. So she calls it back for the third time to bring it in. And I said, why don't we bring it to the Toyota dealership this time? It's because obviously this other dealership can't figure it out. So she gets a call after bringing it to the Toyota dealership and getting home. And they said, well, we figured out what your problem is. Good news, we figured it out. Bad news is it's going to cost you a lot of money. They found that the squirrels had eaten the gaskets off the gas tank. So we basically had gas fumes coming out for a month while driving this thing around. We had a driving bomb. and that they have to replace the entire gas tank to the tune of $1,500. Because
that's your fault, because you weren't feeding your squirrels properly.
Well, we're going to be feeding those squirrels. I got to tell you what. They're going to get shotgun shell lead. That's what the squirrels are getting. And they
needed some corn.
Yeah, and sunflower seeds.
They ate the rubber gaskets off the gas tank. So now we have to get an entirely new gas tank. But I didn't know, and this is an important lesson for everybody, is the guy said, call your insurance company. I think they'll cover this. I said, they're not going to cover squirrels eating our gas tank. So I called State Farm, and she's like, oh, yeah, we get this all the time. You do? And she said, yeah, we get squirrels eating wiring and, you know, we have to replace the computers and all kinds of stuff for squirrels and rats and mice. So they're going to cover it. They're sending the adjuster out to cover our gas tank. So there you go.
Go State Farm, baby.
Did you know that they would cover like squirrel and rat damage?
I did not know that. And that probably could have saved me a lot of money in my last home that was insured by State Farm.
There you go.
All the wiring was eaten by
the
creatures in the attic.
And why don't they get fried when they eat electric wiring is my question.
You and I would touch it.
They're heavenly creatures. They're protected by
electricity. They're going to be protected. I'll tell you what. I'm really pissed at the squirrels right now, Wendy.
They're so cute.
I love that she's like this big squishy animal person and hates loving and laughing.
Okay, first of all, I don't hate loving and laughing.
She just hates humans.
I don't hate loving and laughing. Okay, that's what Kyle likes to say to make me sound like, oh, I just hate chick flicks. So I don't hate loving and laughing. And I love
yes,
baby
you
animals.
You can tell. You can tell you're so hardcore. Just,
This is the damage that squirrels has caused on our property so far. They ate our wiring in the trailer, cost us a fortune to get that fixed because we had to have it like totally redone. They ate the our landlord has a bobcat, you know, one of those really nice ones, and it cost him $800 because they ate the wiring on the bobcat. What do they have for wiring and rubber? I don't get it.
Their diet is lacking in omega-3 fatty acids, so you should put out some flax and sunflower seeds.
Obviously.
And the only thing you could do to really get rid of squirrels is shoot them, but there's too many. That would never happen.
Oh, my God.
You cut down all the trees. That's what
You forgot to mention the windshield washer hose.
Oh, yeah.
And the two horse trailer plugs and the wiring on the horse trailer brakes.
That's true.
And the lid to the horse treat box. And
Yeah.
Speaking of loving and laughing.
Yes.
I have a movie for you. Yeah. Mousetrap. Do you remember Mousetrap? It's an old movie.
No, I don't remember Mousetrap.
Isn't that like some terrible Nathan Lane movie?
Yes, but it's about these people and they totally destroy their house because they're trying to get this mouse. And that's what you'd accomplish if you try to kill these squirrels.
It is true. There's like 1,000 of them.
And it turns them into exactly what you're thinking. They want to bomb them.
My boss, our landlord wants to make little tiny C4 landmines and put them on the top of all the fences so that when they run across the tops of the fences, they just blow up.
They destroyed the fence. Hey, just so you know, Glenn, remember we were talking about the fact that I have 19 chickens and I get maybe one egg a day?
Yeah.
And I have all these freeloading hens. Well, we found out, because they always like to go behind the hay bale between the stack of hay and the wall. You know, and there's pallets that hold the hay up. And they all used to lay there, and they don't lay there anymore. And we're like, where are all of the eggs? Why aren't chickens not laying eggs? Mm-hmm. I found it. Busted. There is a rat den in the midst of our pallets underneath, and I found a hole that they had dug, and they're going up there and sucking the eggs down into the pallets and eating them.
That's awful.
You have egg rats.
We have egg rats. And so Chad was like, okay, I'm going to try to get something taken care of where the chickens won't get hurt, you know, and so he gets glue traps. I don't want to know what's going on, okay? Just terrible.
Yeah, we used those this year, too, and we did catch... The problem with the glue traps is we caught all the baby mice, but the adult mice were too damn smart for the glue traps.
I can't listen anymore.
Well, here's the deal, Wendy. That's okay, because they fought back. Because apparently he goes in to check him, and I said, "Did you get anything?" And he goes, "There was a mighty struggle." And there's hair all over the trap, but it got away. And I'm like, kind of happy and kind of not, but I'm kind of happy that it got away. But that just goes to show you how freaking big these things are.
You need a Jack Russell.
Yeah, that's what we determined too, actually.
You need a Jack Russell. But you have to put up the chickens, because the Jack Russell will kill all your chickens if given the chance.
Yeah, that's true. And so Wendy's had that problem.
Yeah. So put up the chickens at night and then just let the Jack Russell have at it.
There you go. There's the solution.
This is very sensible. Let's put C4 bombs underneath my hay.
That's a good idea. I like that idea. All right. That's the one the horse husband and me really liked, was the bombing them. All right, let's call our first guest. We're going to have to do it through Skype here, because for some reason our stupid call-in studio system wasn't working today, and I didn't want to fight with it. It's Friday.
Don't tell everybody our dirty laundry. Just
trying to call Jerry Johnson right now, who is our auditor. And
did you let him know you're going to be calling him? So
he is. Hey, Jerry, you're on the air.
Live. You're live. Well, watch your mouth.
Well, hey, that was quick.
It's good to talk to you, Jerry. No screening calls or nothing today. We're just putting you right on because we trust you.
Of course, because I have such a glowing reputation.
That's it. That's it. Well, you want to introduce him or shall I, Jamie?
You go right ahead.
All right. Jerry Johnson is one of our auditors. Probably was one of our... Been around the longest, I think, or one of our first auditors. And his wife, lovely wife, just joined, so she could keep an eye on him in the auditor room. And then he, the other day, you know, he always submits great songs. He has a wonderful, talented family of singers and musicians. And the other day, he happened to win, and which Jamie still denies, and he happened to win the grand prize for Radiothon, $1,500 worth of stuff. Congratulations, Jerry.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, and Jamie's still convinced that Wendy rigged it. Wendy, you are here.
I didn't. Hi, Jerry. Congratulations.
Hi, Wendy. Thank you.
I did not rig it, but the person called the number and it was you. And I was so happy to read your name.
Well, I was so happy to hear my name.
Me too. I was thrilled. Wow.
So, Jerry, you're starting. Did the stuff start to arrive? I know I just got a notice yesterday that the Noble Outfitter stuff has shipped to you. So that's on the way.
Okay, well, nothing yet, but Noble Outfitters did call, and Weatherbeta did call, and got sizing and different information. So hopefully we'll see some boxes showing up shortly.
Well, your rocks from Redmond are probably going to be going on the slow boat because it's going to weigh about 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, the poor UPS guy. I mean, you know, God bless him, but, you know, he tries to see if he can get it from his truck to my porch without getting out of the truck. So hopefully nothing gets broken.
You know, the Redmond Rock is 18 rock on a ropes. Do you know what that's going to weigh?
Oh, I can imagine.
Your drafts are going to love those, though. I mean, I don't know if you've used Redmond yet, but they're going to love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Jerry, tell us about your horses real quick.
Well, we've got Goliath. He's a Belgian gelding, and then we've got Rumor, who's a gelding Tennessee Walker, and total opposite ends of the spectrum between the two. Goliath's just laid back, will do anything you want, and Rumor, he suffers from squirrel syndrome. He just, you got to be careful because he'll just do what he wants if you're not watching. So they're both 10 years old, and we've had them 2 years now. So this will be our second year.
How big is Goliath? You're a big guy. I've met you, and I see you sitting on Goliath, and you look small up there.
Well, I think I posted a picture of we were riding beside my Jeep, and I was looking down on the roof of my Jeep from him. I would say 17.2, maybe 17.3. I haven't put a stick on him, but I would say he's at least that.
Yeah, he's big. He's a big guy, and I love the drafts. Does he have the typical draft personality?
Oh, yeah, he's a big teddy bear. Just a big teddy bear.
Sort of like you, Jerry. You two got that in common.
Yeah.
Now, Jerry, I know you're getting a lot of stuff, and you couldn't use quite all of it. So you're doing a kind thing with the stuff you can't use. Tell us about that.
Everybody, I guess, is aware of the fires in Gatlinburg recently. Over, I think the last count was 400 acres, maybe closer to 500 acres that got destroyed. People, pets, horses all got dislodged from the fire, and we're trying to track down. There's a couple rescues that are working in the area that are local in Tennessee, and there's about 29 horses, I guess, right now that have been rehomed temporarily because of the fires. So basically, you know, the blankets and things that we can't use or don't normally use, we're just going to donate to them to see if they can use them.
Oh my gosh, now you're doing nice stuff.
I'm sorry, Jamie, speak up. I can't hear you over the delivery trucks dropping stuff at my house.
Oh, that's so funny. No, that's awesome. Jerry and I actually do really like each other. We just played this on TV, sort of.
Made for TV movie. Yeah.
Yeah. So I heard that the Von Trapp family singers, I'm sorry, the Johnson family singers sang a song for Mary Kitzmiller this year. And I haven't heard it yet because I've been waiting because Glenn was going to play it on the show.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, there was something about a goat and some Cheetos, maybe burritos. I don't know. It was madness, just absolute madness. But
is this a happy I like you song or is this like one of
let's just say Mary loved it. She loved it. I had to send it to her immediately. So yeah, the only one he's mean to is you. He pretty much
I was saying, that's what I was asking. Is he just hateful to me? I don't know what I did. But you know what? My mama always said, Jerry, that those who pick on you the most love you the most. That's why she told me they would beat me up in the playground.
Yeah, my mama always said, stop putting your brother's head in the toilet. But, you know, some things just, you know, you roll with it.
You loved him the most.
Did you notice that when Jamie gets really excited like that, her southern accent just kicks in automatically? You do.
Well, that's my mama talks. So how my mama talks. My mama always told me that that's what you do.
All right. So do you want to hear Buy Me a Goat? Jerry, can you? You got time, right? You're not doing anything.
Introduce your song.
I'm off all day.
Okay, good. Well, good, because we have nothing else to do the rest of the show. So you're it. All right. So, Jerry, do you want to introduce this?
Oh, yes. This is, if anybody's heard Buy Me a Boat, well, this is the lesser-known farm-friendly version, Buy Me a Goat.
Here we go. Get ready for the rock and roll. Did you play the music in this, too?
No, I just...
But I damn sure want to be working with my dogs and horses, tossing hay and feed. Wish I had a rich uncle that'd kick the bucket, and I'd be sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a goat and all the stuff that I need to feed it. It can buy me an acre and a half with a rooster and a bunch of pullets. Yeah, I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Maybe so, but it can buy me a goat. They call me a redneck because I live up a holler. Well, I can change all that with some Cheetos and a Big Shot collar. I keep hearing that McDonald's is the root of all evil, and you won't be happy with a big old burrito. Well, that just might be true, but it sure sounds pretty cool. I'm gonna buy me a goat and all the stuff that I need to feed it. I'm gonna buy me an acre and a half for my rooster and a bunch of pullets. Yeah, I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Maybe so, but it can buy me a goat. Float down by the water with my beer eyes down and the Powerball lotto sitting on a 100 mil. It can buy me a brand new milk and chair. I'm gonna buy me a goat and all the stuff that I need to feed it. It's gonna buy me an acre and a half for my rooster and a bunch of pullets. Yeah, I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Maybe so, but it can buy me a goat. Yeah, I know what they say, Mary, you can't buy everything. Maybe so, but you can buy you a goat. It can buy you a goat.
Nice! That's awesome.
That was really good, Jerry.
Jerry, you need to sell that to Tractor Supply and make $1 million.
That's true.
Well, hey, Dr. Wendy, yours is coming. As soon as I can figure out how to rhyme something with Wendy and Jennifer Lawrence's thighs, I will have a song.
All right.
Where did your was your family musical growing up? How did the music start?
Yeah. I didn't know there was anything but bluegrass till I was about 14 years old, unfortunately. But banjos, fiddles, yeah.
And did I see a video of your beautiful daughter singing the national anthem at a game of some sort?
You sure did. Yes, she did. Her school asked her to do it at the basketball game last night.
Were
now,
you
I
proud
heard
or
there
what?
Was some. Hold on, yeah. Glenn. I heard there was some drama associated with it. Jerry, I would like for you to expand on that.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
There wasn't a whole lot of drama. Just a gentleman decided his phone was more important than the national anthem. So we had a heart to heart discussion, and he may or may not still have a phone. And, I think you got the point.
I may have heard police were involved, Jerry. What was that all about?
They had some local sheriffs there that were, just watching the game and monitoring. And they asked what happened, and I told them, and they're like, oh, okay, well, good.
Good. So, that's local. That's there. You live in Tennessee, right? That's what it's like.
Well, I'm two miles from Fort Campbell. You really think that, you know, somebody's going to disrespect the national anthem?
Yeah.
In public, you know?
Now, let me tell you something. Here's how it went. Are you on your phone right now? Because I'll tell you what, that's my daughter. That's my little girl up there singing that national anthem. How dare you look at your phone? Hey, you shut up. I'm just looking at my phone because I will take that phone and I will shove it up where the sun don't shine. And it's Tennessee and we are 2 miles from Fort Campbell and you are not going to disrespect the American flag. I will come at you like a wildcat. I'll come at you right now. And he's like, you shut up. You take it. That's the sound of you shoving the phone down his throat, and then the police are like, excuse me, y'all, what's going on over here? And you're like, nothing to see here. I just shoved that phone down the man's throat because he was disrespecting my baby girl while she's singing. And he's like, yes, sir, move along. Nothing to see here. Yeah, is that about it?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he hiccups and call waiting takes over, you know, so yeah.
I don't know if you're going to be able to hear this, but let's give it a try. Let me see if I can we can hear. It was pretty quiet on the video, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to. Is the part where you get violent in here?
There we go. No.
Just beautiful. She's great.
My gosh, yeah. That's so beautiful. That's why nobody messes with his baby girl while she's singing the national anthem. Don't you be staring at your phone. I'll come at you.
You know, we've met his wife and we know where all the talent comes from. So there's that. Jerry, you have a wonderful family and you adopted too, right? Didn't you adopt?
We did. Our oldest is adopted from the Ukraine.
Okay, so that was before Russia shut the doors. And were you the last one? And they said, we're never doing that again after Jerry.
Well, I may be blacklisted from a few places over there. I don't know, but yeah.
And so your oldest is from the Ukraine then?
Yes.
Was this one of those situations where you're like, wow, we can't have a kid, so we're going to adopt. And then you pop out five more?
Exactly. That is exactly what happened, literally.
Because you have six, right, total?
We do, yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. And Jerry's a pilot, too, so we'll let everybody know that. You fly the medevac helicopters, right?
Oh, I do, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right. So Jerry and does good things for people.
Yeah, and you were in the service, right? I was trying to explain to Chad, my husband, what you did, and I didn't know. I didn't listen to that episode with you, because why would I?
Exactly.
So, was your branch?
I started out and I did 12 years in the Marine Corps, and then I finished up in the Army because the Army said they'd let me fly helicopters, and I said, why not?
So, you were flying, what were you flying, combat helicopters? Were you flying medic then, or what?
Well, I did two tours with UH-60s, Blackhawks, medevac, and then I did finished up with Apaches.
Huh? Oh my God. I love you. I love loving and laughing. I love that.
You got a new admirer, Jerry.
That's what I wanted to do when I was little.
Really, Wendy? Yeah, are you serious? You wanted to be a
I wanted to be a
helicopter.
Yeah, I wanted to be a helicopter pilot. The ones with the missiles on.
She wanted to shoot Apaches. Things. That's what Wendy wanted to do.
Because she don't love loving and laughing. She likes killing.
Whatever. Same difference.
So what Chinese element would that be?
I think I would. Bossy.
Oh, well, yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, we all agree with that, too.
Yeah.
Well, Jerry, you're doing some good things up there. You know, we saw one of those medevac helicopters at those medical helicopters here at a show recently, and they were showing it off. My God, I don't know how big yours is, but this was tiny in the back. I mean, you're fitting a medic and barely fitting the patient. If you're claustrophobic, boy, you don't want to work in that thing.
It's just enough room to get the job done, but, you know, the capabilities that they have, the critical care and things that they can provide in flight, it's just amazing what they can do You know, it's almost a full operating room, you know, with the capabilities that they have.
But, you know, first, Chad will never fly a helicopter because he just thinks they're the most dangerous evil demons ever. But when I've flown in several, I just always am worried about the power lines. You know, I just am always watching the power lines when they're taking off and landing and thinking, how do they know how close they are? How do they know how far those rotors are? Because you're getting pretty close sometimes. How do you know? Yeah. Do you just know?
It's just experience, and you know, you know the machine, and you just stay clear, because you know the number one rule is everything's trying to kill you. You know, if you keep that in mind, you're good. Whether it's other aircraft, other pilots, air traffic control is trying to kill you. You know, it's birds, exactly. So,
but there's nothing.
I live my life like that. Everything's trying to kill you.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. Well, Jerry, thank you so much. And thank you for donating the prizes you don't need to a good cause. We really appreciate that, too. And I know the sponsors will as well. We want to thank Weatherbeta. We want to thank Noble Outfitters and also Redmond Equine for donating. And all the sponsors. I mean, we had 20 sponsors donating all day long, but they were the grand prize sponsors. And I could not have been happier when I saw you won. And then I just heard Jamie in Phoenix falling off her chair.
I heard something. I thought maybe that's what it was.
I got a message on my phone immediately. You rigged it. That's rigged.
Did it sound something like this? And the winner, announce the winner. Wendy.
And the winner is of the grand prize, Jerry Johnson.
No! Did it sound something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
Exactly like that. Well, a little more echo, but yeah.
Now, the good thing is you're giving it to charity and you're very sweet, and we do appreciate that. And the good news is also that I adore your wife, and she is one of the sweetest people on the planet. So you did good.
So screw you, Jerry, but we like your
thank
wife.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hey, I take what I can get.
And your kids. We love your kids. I'm going to play this show out today. You sent it in too late, and I didn't have time to get it. I want to mention this before you go. You did a song for us this year, but then you got the kids to do the same version of the song with you, and I didn't have time to play it. We got it too late before Radiothon, so I'll play the show out with it today.
Okay. All right. Yeah, they enjoyed it. They absolutely couldn't wait to do it.
Well, they're very talented, and I want to make sure it gets heard. That's all. So thanks a bunch, Jerry, and congratulations again. Merry Christmas.
All right. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks, Jerry.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, there we go. Jerry's a favorite here at the in the auditor room, and he's in there pitching in. He actually sat and was in the chat in the auditor room all 12 hours and listened to all 12 hours and was kind of keeping an eye on the chat for us, which had 1,000 posts. 1,000 comments in the chat that day. So let's take a listen to
our... You know what that means? That guy needs a job.
He obviously doesn't work enough. All right, let's take a listen to Kentucky Performance Products. We'll be back. We have some new stories here for you and some more fun before we get to really bad ads. This Nutrition Minute is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, the company that simplifies your search for research-proven nutritional supplements at kppusa.com.
The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Managing horses can be challenging. Each horse's personality affects the way he behaves and reacts to the world around him. Horses with certain dispositions can be at higher risk for developing health problems than others. High-strung or excitable horses are easily stressed, but so is the timid, quiet warrior. Stressed horses are more likely to develop digestive upsets that lead to colic, diarrhea, and ulcers. Nalox Advanced was specifically developed to support a digestive tract that is under stress. It sustains proper pH levels, reducing the incidence of ulcers and hindgut imbalances, while simultaneously supporting the healing of damaged tissue. Nalox Advanced supports the complete digestion of starches and sugars and sustains populations of beneficial bacteria. Make life a little easier on your sensitive horse and start him on Nalox Advanced today. To learn more about the ingredients in Nalox Advanced, visit Kentucky Performance Products at kppusa.com.
Well, Well, we're back here on Horses in the Morning, kind of a freestyle Friday edition of Horses in the Morning. We didn't want to work too hard. I did want to mention that the people from that Uber for Horses, Equo, or whatever it's called, will be here on Monday. So we'll hear all about it. I get to ask my tough questions about are people going to trust just anybody driving their horse, which is my number one question. So we'll hear about that. We'll hear about that on Monday. You had a list or two or some things going on over there?
I do. It's just epic and it's perfect. And it's exactly what I say to my students' parents all the time. And it is a list that's called 10 Reasons Your Teenage Daughter Should Own a Horse. And being that I was a teenager with a horse going through my parents' divorce and ensuing debauchery craziness, I definitely think that the horse saved my life. So I always tell people it's a lot cheaper than going to therapy every week. Yeah. You know, the horse is going to cost you the purchase price and then all the upkeep. But, you know, like a psychologist charges like $120 an hour. Riding lesson is only 30.
There you go.
So the number one reason, what we just talked about, it keeps her out of trouble. Let me say this again. It keeps her out of trouble. And this is HannahEBroadus.com. It's somebody's blog. It keeps her out of trouble while she's busy at the barn, riding, grooming, cleaning stalls, cleaning tack, turning out, dumping wheelbarrows, raking the arena, so on. She has less time to get in trouble. I do remember my friends always wanted me to, you know, on Friday, let's go to the mall and then we're like hang out and then we're going to sneak out. You want to sneak out after bed and then we'll go to Waffle House. Yeah, that was a thing.
And the other thing is when they go to the barn, speaking about keeping them out of trouble, if it's an English barn, there's no guys. So, and the guys that are there are gay. So you don't have to worry about that.
No, you're totally fine. Yeah. You're exactly right. Yeah. And so they would say, hey, let's sneak out and go to Waffle House. And I'd say, I can't because I have to get up at 5 because I have a horse show.
Yep.
The next, you know, I needed some sleep. So it kept me out of trouble. Number two, it costs money, which she should be at least partially responsible for. Their tack, their vet bills, board bills, everything cost money. And just like the girls here, you know, because I got to do it, I fed on the weekends and did stalls. These girls that I have here boarding, you know, they clean the stalls, they clean the pastures, and I give them money off their board. And that's how they build responsibility, which is number three. It builds responsibility and character. You know, I'm it's like I'm preaching to the choir right now, don't you think, Wendy?
Yes, I think you are.
I'd probably go through them a little faster. It builds self-confidence. Duh. You know what? I'm on a 1,000-pound animal and I can control it. You're a teenage boy. You don't scare me at all. It'll help her meet
Jennifer
new friends.
Jennifer was very intimidating when I met her.
Really?
That was the first horse girl I'd ever like dated, and it was intimidating. Well, yeah. Jennifer's intimidating anyway, but I mean, you know, imagine being on a first date when you've never been with a horse girl or even understand what that's about.
The quiet ones are the intimidating ones to me. Because they're thinking. They're thinking about things. They'll cut you. They'll cut you. Number five, it'll help her meet new friends. I had two barn buddies growing up, and we're still fit friends. Three barn buddies, actually. Wendy,
Wendy bailed out on us for a bit. She'll be back.
Okay. She had to pee. Gotcha. did you guys have, Jennifer, did you have barn friends when you were little?
My brothers and sisters, yes, because when we were little, we had our horses at home.
Oh, gotcha. Cool.
Yeah, and we fought like cats and dogs.
Yeah. So, yeah.
We were too busy fighting with each other to get in any other trouble outside of the barn.
That's true. Number six, the barn offers a good variety of role models of people of many ages. True. Seven, it keeps her humble. Yeah. Because your horses.
Yeah, we had a lot of that.
Horses will do that.
That's not for teenage girls. That's for everybody.
Yeah.
I fell off again for the fifth day in a row. Yes, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Those trips exactly. To the emergency room keep you humble. They definitely do.
Mm-hmm. Well, even just not even trips to the emergency room. It's just like my horse stopped at a fence and it's because I made a mistake. You know, I mean, they keep you humble. The horses don't lie, you know. Number eight, it'll keep her fit and physically active. Yeah, ain't that the truth?
I beg to differ. I think Scooter lies. I do.
Monty Roberts says the only reason that horses lie is because they've been conditioned and trained by their owners to lie. Does that sound familiar?
Well, I didn't say why he lies. I just said I think he does.
Number 10, it teaches her how her brain learns new things. Okay, no, I didn't really get that one, but here's her explanation. Me, I learn through metaphors. I also need to understand a big picture before first breaking it down into smaller details. I learned that through riding. Everyone learns differently. And learning from different instructors will teach your daughter how to recognize when she understands something and when she doesn't. And she has that aha moment. She can break it down to recognize how it was explained to her and ask for that kind of teaching in the future. That actually made me a better teacher because I didn't understand certain things for so long. And finally, somebody gave it to me the correct way. And I had that aha moment. And that's how I can teach the students. You know, you have to find their aha moment. You may have to explain something 6 different ways to a student before they go, oh, okay, gotcha. The inside leg to outside rein. I don't know why it's so hard for people to understand that, but it is. It was hard for me. And so explaining it the certain way makes them go, oh, okay, I got it. And so that was actually kind of big one. It's really interesting to see how people learn. And in conclusion, she goes on to say, again, this is Hannah E. Broaddus.com. At the end of the day, you'll learn as a family how to decide if a horse is the right fit. But horse girls grow into empathetic, engaged, and responsible young women. So you make the call.
Yeah, most of them. Most of them. The ones who work for it. Right. Exactly. There you go. No, I think those are all true. Coming from the horse husband's point of view, I'd say they're all true. And we saw that all the time when we had a big boarding barn. So we saw it all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always exceptions to every rule, but that's the thing in the horse world with the kids coming up, it is the exception. So, whereas I think in the general populace, the exception is the kids we're talking about, right? It goes the other way.
Yeah, I mean, you've got this new generation that feels entitled, and the one horse girl that I had here that was teaching lessons came to me, and I'm really disappointed because I had her for like 5 years, and she came to me this is a couple weeks ago now, and she comes in the house, stands there chewing gum, and she's basically not the greatest instructor. So I just had her with the tiny kids because she was doing okay with that, but you can clearly see she doesn't like it. And so her attitude has been very poor. So she comes into my room, 19 years old, comes into my house, chewing gum, smacking gum. Hey, so about these lessons, can I like get a bump? And I was like,
a bump?
I'm sorry. What do you mean? I'm like, you want more lessons to teach? Because like, if that's the case, you know, it's coming into fall and that's when our business pay. No, like, a bump in pay. I was like, are you joking with me right now? I pay you at 19 years old $15 an hour to teach riding lessons. Do you know anybody else at your age who has not had an education that is making $15 an hour? Well, I've been doing it for like a year. So it's like, I need a bump in pay.
Jennifer.
And I was like,
Jennifer,
how'd you handle that?
How much did you make working for Jane Sleeper when you were working with Jane Sleeper?
I think it was $90 a week. I think it was.
Full time.
Yeah. Full time. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 12 hours a day.
12 hours a day. Every day. Full time. $90 a week.
Monday through Friday or 7 days a week?
It was usually 6. During competition season, it would be 7.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds really...
My first instructor job when I was an apprentice instructor, I got paid $5 a lesson.
There you go.
That's what I made when I taught at Champagne Run. They make $40 a lesson and I'd make 5. Yeah. And then if I had a semi-private, I made 4 per student. So
yeah. And the worst part was... a certain number of my lessons, and these ones I didn't get paid for, I would have to teach her students a lesson. And she would give me a lesson plan. She said, you're going to teach this student X, Y, or Z. And I would have to teach that. And the student was told by the boss, act stupid, right? And she would stand there and critique me, and we had to do this pretty much daily.
Was this Jane?
No, this was Barbara.
Oh, Barbara.
And she would critique me while I was teaching. You know, you're doing this wrong. You're doing this right.
While you're teaching the student, she's critiquing you?
Yes.
Oh, that's tough.
That was like ICP certified instructor stuff.
That was tough. But boy, I learned a lot.
Well, and that's what you were doing is you're putting in your time and your due time. Now, I just did the math and I would like to congratulate you because you made a whopping 80 cents an hour.
Her first apartment, when I met her, she did not have a refrigerator. There was no refrigerator because she couldn't afford the refrigerator.
So similar because I remember my dad came to visit. He's like, where's your fridge? And I was like, well, Dad, it's winter in Kentucky. The milk stays good on the patio for like 2 days.
She had a microwave. You had a microwave. We still had that microwave up to about a couple of years ago.
Yes. Yeah. My dad gave me that for Christmas so I wouldn't have to eat my hot dogs raw. Yay, Dad.
Okay. So tell this girl that next time she comes in talking to you.
I know. Seriously.
See,
I
was you know what it is, Jamie? You forgot that you can never negotiate down. You should have started out
at $5.
Paying her $5.
Well, I pay him that much because, you know, I'm just trying to get my expenses covered and get some children interested in horses. So that's why I pay him, because I was so, and like you, so underpaid when I taught riding lessons for other barns. I made $4 to $5 per student. So, I mean, I feel like it's such an engaging job and such hard, like it's fun, but it's very engaging and your brain is very busy and your body's very busy. So I thought I'll pay these guys $15 an hour. I would like to point out that this child no longer works for me.
I bet.
Yeah. It didn't work out.
You got to get rid of toxic. If there's toxic, it has to go.
Yeah, I don't do bad attitude.
No, yeah, you just can't. It makes everybody a bad attitude, so it's toxic. All right, enough of that serious stuff. I have this year, we do it every year because I am dedicated to the research that we have to put in for this show. I spent hours this morning researching this so that I could bring it to the listeners today, and that is the Naked Calendar Review for 2017.
Are you judging women's bodies right now?
No, but there's more men than women, unfortunately, with the Naked Calendars there.
Oh, then I'm in.
So, Jamie, I put links at the bottom, so you also could do research. Okay. We're starting at the top one there that goes to horseandhound.com because they put out, it's that time of year again when riders get naked for charity. So there, you know how when we first started talking about this, there was one Naked Calendar? Well, now there's like 50 Naked Calendars. And they all seem to be the British who like to get naked. I don't know why, but there's a lot more British Naked Calendars than any other country I could find. So we'll start with this, the Royal Holloway Ridings Naked Calendar. It is a calendar that's done by Royal Holloway Riding School, and it's an aid of the Riding for the Disabled Association, and they were not completely naked. They were wearing their boots and their underwear and nothing on top. But I researched as hard as I could on all of these calendars to find all the pictures, but some of them I could not find all the pictures, so I don't know the quality of all the pictures in these calendars. But I
can I say that I just opened this up and my husband walked in and I'm looking at...
All right.
Why is the timing of that just so important?
The Tivy Side Hunt calendar.
That's a hot one. Hot.
Is for the Wales Air Ambulance Service. And the Tivy Side Hunt calendar is not supermodels. This one is naked older guys who hunt.
Look like naked bears.
Yeah. So they're wearing their top hats, though, which I think adds to the sexiness, doesn't it?
Helmets and top hats.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's the one you get your friend as a joke.
Oh, my gosh, hunks and horses.
And then there's hunks and horses right below the hunt guys, the old hunt guys. We have hunks and horses. And this one's been out for a while. I think we advertised this one last year, didn't we?
Think so. I would like to point out that this was not what was going on when I was line driving. Okay.
They are line driving a horse, and there are two of them. And,
they're men, and they're muscly. They're like real men. They're naked.
Yes, yes. I do not look like that from the back.
They have boots. Nobody expected you to look like
that. No, that's no. You know, we've had a couple of our auditors say that we should do our own version of these calendars, and I think the auditor should do a version myself, because nobody wants to see us.
Oh, yeah, baby.
But we have good-looking auditors, so I think they should do their own version of a naked calendar for charity. That's for World Horse Welfare, the... Oh, wait a minute. The Hunks and Horses calendar is for World Horse Welfare and the Testicular Cancer Research.
As you would.
I'm not going to say a word. The calendar that I always like the most every year is done by the University Polo Teams. It's the female polo teams of the UK all submit their pictures. I did happen to find where there were a lot of the pictures that were in the calendar. I found a website with a lot of them. And this is approved. This is Horse Husband approved calendar right here.
Do they have an Argentinian polo player calendar?
No, but you think they would. Don't you?
You know what? You know who has that? You just look at Ralph Lauren ads.
Yeah, that's right. I will say that the polo players are braver. The female polo players are braver than the people at the Royal Holloway Riding, because they are completely naked with just polo mallets. And then there's a good one in aid of Kate Ann Douglas, and that's actually she actually had cancer, and so they got together with a bunch of her friends and did it for cancer treatment for her. So that was
That's racy.
That was a calendar that was racy and very sexy though. The Fox Hunters Charity Calendar. Now they're wearing lingerie. So
that is horse husband approved.
Yeah, that one you can hang on the wall, because that's just lingerie. I actually have my Carrie Underwood poster. She's looking about like that.
I would not hang that on the wall if I were you, not if you want to continue to hang out with your wife.
And then there's the JCU Veterinary Science Graduates Calendar, which has male and females, and it's at vetsuncovered.com. And they have a making of the calendar video that I happen to find. And this is males and females, and it was very interesting video, and they look like they had a lot of fun making that that calendar over there at the vet school. Yep, they're all riding naked there on the horses, and there were a lot of butt shots in that one.
It's just much more normal to be naked over in Europe.
I guess, because it was all Europeans that I saw. Now, Wendy's coming in to get approval on the calendars. There's the Hunts and Tibby's Day aside. How about the Hunks and Horses?
Yeah, but those aren't real horse people.
Those aren't real horse people, she says.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, Jamie says. Now, these are real horse people.
Properly here. Line driving. It looks good.
Oh, I found a couple more, too. There is the Naked Rowers. And I love the title of this. That was by BuzzFeed, of course. And it's the Naked Rowers are back and their butts are ready to fight homophobia. So that's the title.
Fight on, my brother. Fight on, my brother.
And you would approve of the Naked Rowers, I'm assuming.
I like the Naked Rowers.
She likes the Naked Rowers. Yep.
The Naked Rowers. Whoa. I just got to the Naked Rowers. Holy smokes. I feel dirty.
So the Naked Rowers are out of England as well. And then let's see here. Oh, and for those of you that are cat lovers. There is, in England, of course, the Manchester Cat Cafe. Yes, there is one. Charity calendar featuring half-naked men and cats. So you have the half-naked men covered up, their half-naked man bits by cats.
That's too close to loving and laughing.
I think that's too close to the man bits with the cats myself. I think that's my first thought. But
weird cat people would like that.
Yeah, weird cat people like that.
I think it's really sweet of the rowers to decorate their Christmas tree for us on the December month. Frolicking on the beach is nice too.
There
Everybody
you go.
Loves a frolic on the beach.
There's my
Sorry,
calendar
Abby lost
report.
Me. I'm done.
That's it. No really bad ads today. We're done. Half
you're
the audience
strategic.
Is gone. Hey, you're looking very doctorish now, okay. Dr. Wendy.
Thank you.
She got all dressed up in her doctor outfit. She looks. She has to go teach at the Chi Institute. She's now a professor of Chi Institute teaching.
Bye.
Bye, Dr. Wendy. Thank you for stopping by.
She never made her announcement.
Oh, wait a minute. Rosie's chiming in and says she'll do it tastefully. She'll be said, I'll be tastefully naked and I'll do it in lingerie. 100% for charity. So Rosie's in. What other auditors are in? Do a survey. Post it on the auditor room, Rosie, and we'll see what other auditors are in for the naked calendar. Yeah. All right. Let's. What about Moving really on. Bad ads? Do you want to do some really bad ads?
Let's do it.
Well, we have to do a commercial first because we are sponsored today also by Ovation Riding. And I thought I had a commercial here for Ovation Riding. Why can I not find any of my sound files? Where did they all go?
Because you spent the entire morning looking for naked calendars. That's why. Jeez, that's pretty obvious.
Okay, Busted. That might be partially true. It really might be partially true. I will say it. Might be partially true. Talk amongst yourselves for a second.
Let me delve into this a little further. I need, for the good of the show, to find out how many people have done naked people calendars. And I need to report on if there's 100% full frontal.
I did. I didn't, by the way, I looked for that and I didn't find any.
There's websites you can go to, Glenn.
I did look for that. There are a lot of naked calendars, by the way, that are not horse related. I will throw that in. But also not approved for...
I'm going to have to go in and clear his browsing history.
Yeah, you're going to have to clear my cache yep. now. And Ovation's proud to sponsor our show right now.
Horse people know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half-chaps... Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. ovationriding.com.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. But tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if the talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for really bad ads.
Hold on, yeah. Glenn. I have to ask Lucas something. Lucas, are you naked right now?
No. I have a shirt on.
Ah!
Oh, that covers it.
That counts.
That counts. Talk about naked.
Lucas can be in the calendar for sure.
Oh my gosh, I know. There's nothing strategic about him.
There's nothing high. There's no oars in the way or saddles in the way.
No. I'm not naked. I'm wearing a shirt.
All right, let's do some really bad ads. But first, we have to talk about the terrific prizes, which we're actually giving away next week, because then we have a couple of special recorded shows for you for the end of the year, because we closed the Horse Radio Network for a little while over the holidays. But our prizes are terrific this month, and they're handmade. Mary Kitzmiller did, and we found out they're like 18 inches by 18 inches. It's a wooden a sign that she did on her super fancy new router. Of the Horse Radio Network logo, and she painted it up, and it's really cool looking. It's indoor, outdoor, so you can hang it outside in the barn. You can put it in a house, wherever you want to put it. There's only one of these that's out there now. Nicole Lutzma has one, and then this is the second printing of this, the second engraving of this sign, and that'll go out to the winner of Really Bad Ads this month. And then also, we've been talking for a couple weeks now about Allison's creation of the little mug, the little Horse Radio Network mug that has the horses in it. It's full of cocoa that has spilled out, and there's a horse, there's a little horsey there with his little tongue out, hanging out over the mug, and another one trying to crawl in. And we're going to be giving that creation away to a winner as well this month. And you can find all of Allison's work and her cute creations at Chuck and Stan on Etsy. Just search for Chuck and Stan on Etsy, and you'll find what she has left. She said she got almost 20 orders right after we talked about her the last time on the show. So good for her, and we love when we can support our listeners and our auditors, and we love that you guys support each other. That's terrific. So one lucky winner is going to get that creation, which is truly a one-of-a-kind. Coming up next week, we'll be giving those away. All right, really bad ads. You're leading the parade.
All right. This is from Jody. Jody. One to trade. I have a quarter Tennessee Walker mare. She's about 16 H or taller. It's all one sentence. Misspelled. She's been the same since my ex was watching her. She's very smart. Just needs refreshments.
She needs some soda pop, some popcorn. She'll be good after she has refreshments.
Yeah. She's wussum on trails. She's good with kids. But I have little problems, but I'm sure can be fixed. You probably do have a few little problems. I'm looking for a quarter horse around 7 to 10 years, broke to ride, started on barrels, would be a plus. Must be kid safe, no Mars and no prog texts.
Who is she selling, herself or the horse? But I have little problems.
I don't know.
But why
the horse been the same since the ex was watching him? There's a story there.
Yeah, there's a story there. All right. Oh, well. Okay.
All right. Good times.
Chantel sent the following one in. And there's a picture of a cute little paint mini pony. I mean, this is a cute little pony.
Stinking cute little Pinto. Yeah.
Pinto painted.
A Minto?
Pony.
Is that what you call them? Mentos?
It's a Minto. Mini, yeah, that's it.
Mini Pinto.
Write that down, Jennifer, in our book of created words. And this is for sale, a 4-year-old Gelding paint pony. Saddle broke, glass eyes. Stand for good hoof cleaning.
Oh, my God. It's really amazing. It's so cute with those glass eyes.
I didn't know that you could put glass eyes in horses.
Gross. Gross. All right, Misty sent in the next cleaning. One.
I just, yeah. Oh, Misty sent this one
in. You got sound.
Okay. She's coming. She takes a while.
Today's really bad ad comes from the Afton, Oklahoma Craigslist. Colt stud, $500. Year and half old colt. Yep, that's it. Oh, wait. In the tiny little image, if you open it up, it says stud year and half, $500. PM for ticks, picks, pulls. I can't get too low, .. Broke to lead and basic groundwork, saddle, ECT, .. Sweet boy, .. Will accept trades for guns, outdoor stuff.
Of course.
... He is very smart, learns fast, very curious personality, .. Follow you everywhere, no bad habits, .. When he does get out, I do not chase him. I yell for him. He comes running, smiley face. That's a plus.
Does sure Zeus is. Come running when he gets out? And you yell for
come.
Him?
No, he runs away. He's like, grab that grain bite and run.
Misty, that was a hard one to read.
Yeah. It's hard. I want you guys to read your own ads here and out loud and see how appreciate the skill that Glenn and I have. I mean, because this is resume building stuff right here.
It is. It is. I'm sure we're qualified to do anything. President. We could be president after this.
Because I can read it as it's written. Angela. Oh, Angela sent this one in, and it also came from Chicken Gravy. All right. So this is on a Facebook ad. Horse blankets, hot chocolate with no ready whip, and disease-free squirrels. $55. And this is in Connecticut.
I don't want any more squirrels. All right.
You don't need no more. No. That magic moment when the mailman delivers a box of blankets. It can be best described as Christmas, the first bite of a Reese's peanut butter cup, or pancakes with the right amount of melted chocolate chips. I'm getting my mouth watered. I'm actually getting hungry. It takes a PayPal address and money. I accept money via PayPal that comes from you, a bank you robbed, or from your next door neighbor.
I only ship to the exact name and address that's on the PayPal. It's a thing with me. PayPal seems to like it. I hate PayPal, but I do what they like. If you can find cheaper online, the time that it would take for you to tell me that, you could have ordered 8 matching tea towels and a defective hamster. In no particular order, 81 blue ribbon dress sheet. The retail on this is about the same as a real dress. I'm only asking 28. I know. I'll take more if you insist. A toothpaste cap was used for shipping blankets. 81 smart pack medium weight, 220-gram, 2 available. 65 each is the one is ultimate, one is deluxe. There's one picture available as they're identical. They don't have their hind leg straps as someone decided to hoard them. The trim might be off, but that's purely cosmetic. Sew some pretty beads on it.
Who needs a trim?
Who needs a trim? Sew some pretty beads on it or bells, or not only will the bears stay away, so will all the other horses. Then your blanket will be safe. Also have an 84 smart pack turnout sheet. Same deal with picture. $65. I feel as if I should label this section. Should my horse wear shoes or should I blanket? Or which is better, Western or English? Just so people read it. Okay, here we go. Sorry, cut to another page here. I feel like I should label this section. Should my horse wear shoes? Should I blanket? Which is better, Western or English? Just so people read it. God, those are like the three top arguments.
Yes, right there. Yep.
Or add to that, should I wear a helmet?
Yes, that's right.
All right. The closer you are to Connecticut, the cheaper the shipping. It costs about $15 to ship a blanket near me and $35 for the same blanket far away. So unless you're on intimate relations with your mailman, in that case, God bless you. Cross-posted, first to give me their firstborn and a squirrel gets the blanket. Unless you're about to propose, I will not hold a blanket.
This person has ADD worse than me.
I feel like this was a bit much to sell blankets.
Yeah. Talking about off in left field. Oh, by the way, I have to. You have to give me a second because while you were reading that, Jennifer came in with a peanut butter cup. So
you're eating Reese's right now.
Right now, she came in with a peanut butter cup. So,
oh my gosh, I actually have pancake mix and I have chocolate chips. Oh snap!
Woohoo!
Hold on, I got to get a drink. You know, peanut butter cups make your.
Okay.
I'm glad that one was long.
Do you want me to read the next one?
No, I'm good. Betsy Swanson said, "Looking for a horse." No, Betsy didn't say this. She sent this one in. Looking for a horse. I'm going to get Betsy in trouble. Looking for a horse. Want to buy. Looking for a horse. Must be broke. I want a mare, but will settle for a stallion, but he must be gelded. That's a line of the month right there. I want a mare, but will settle for a stallion, but he must be gelded.
That would be called a gelding.
Oh, this gets better. Horses are my passion. So he or she will go to a great loving home. If you have one, please call or text me.
What, a loving home? Call. You have a loving home.
Horses are my passion, but I don't know the difference between a stallion or a gelding.
I'm so passionate about it. I've done all my reading. I'm so prepared. Oh, then you got the trailer, too.
Oh, yeah. The trailer of the week. It's a wooden homemade creation. I don't know what it is. It's wooden, it's metal, it's rusted. It's definitely homemade. This is definitely homemade. There's no round on it. It's all square because they didn't know how to do round with their welder. So
it's all different pieces.
It's all different pieces put together. It looks like it might have been off 65 different things. And it's an older tall horse trailer. It's tall though. $500 for this. Two horse, tall horse trailer, decent tires, under feed tax section. Can be used for anything wood, pigs, cattle, goats, or garbage. I would go with the garbage myself.
I would go with garbage. Yeah.
I think garbage is probably the choice for this particular trailer.
I almost feel like they were like, hey, y'all, we got them dang 16-hand horse. We need to up this roof. Yes. Go ahead, cut it off. We're going to take some metal. We're going to build it up. We're going to make it tall. Because it is kind of tall.
It is tall.
We going to drill it on there. And don't mind the fact that the points of the screws are coming straight on through. It won't matter.
They forgot and screwed it in instead of out. And there you go.
Yeah.
You know what's amazing, though? It's a spare tire actually has air. That's amazing.
Yeah, but note the wheel well of the spare tire is completely rusted. So there's that.
And you're not going to get the lug bolts off ever. All right. So the next one was sent in by Celeste. Jennifer, are you going to post that one today?
I will.
Okay, good. Jennifer or Celeste. How many comments do you think it's going to take before the person asks, where's it for sale?
Yeah.
Two. I predict the second comment is, where is this for sale? Where can I find it? That's the second comment today.
Did you notice, too, that right behind that trailer, there's a dog?
I want the
dog.
Oh, look at that. There's a dog. All right. Celeste sent the following one in.
Okay, this is one of those with no punctuation, so I'm going to try my best. Mini horses, two females, $550, Vinton. Hello, have two mini horses. One is pregnant, due, D-E-W, in December or January by Alapalooza Mini. One is 9, not sure exactly how old. Other is probably 19 years both. We are rescues and must go to a great home where they can be taken care of and loved, and they are best friends. Would like for them to stay together. Please call or text if you can give these two beautiful girls a good home. They come with harness, lead ropes, brushes, and hoof trimmer set. That's their number. I will take more pick when I get home.
When it says it comes with a harness, I'm pretty sure they meant halter.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. She read that very well because there were a lot of misspellings on that one, though, too.
I'm sure. Oh, Mary Ellen said, good job, Celeste. By the way, if you do read it and send yourself the audio, you get entered for the prize twice.
That's correct. Yep.
Just so you know. Oh, my gosh.
This
Mary
is why
Ellen.
I gave this to you.
Hi, I'm going to have to read this as written.
Yes.
In the brain of the human who wrote it.
Yes.
I am totally like looking for a free horse to love. Again, I'm going to read it as they in their head wrote it because there's too many misspellings for me to misspell it and get the point across. So I'm just going to read it as their brain wrote it. Okay. Oh my gosh. OMG. Like, LOL. I am totally a 13-year-old girl who is like looking for a starter horse because, like, I really want to learn how to ride better. Because here's the deal, y'all. I like have a 4-acre lot and I'm like totally ready for my horse because, like, previously we had 4 horses here because, like, before my uncle was letting me like use his lot. But, like, now I don't have any horses, so, like, I just want a good horse because, like, eventually I'm going to be, like, a champion barrel racer. I'm going to be, like, amazing. And so here's, like, the thing, LOL, smiley face, emoji, con. I've, like, grown up around horses, like, because I totally have had a job. I was, like, working at the Trails End Ranch, okay? And, like, so they would hire me, and, like, I would totally work all the time because I'm, like, I'm so totally experienced with horses because, like, at my job, I saddled them and brushed them. And, like, then they went out to be ridden. So, like, I was super important at that job. And, like, I just really don't think that they could have survived without me. And I learned so many amazing horse skills. So, like, I totally am looking for a brand new starter horse so I can, like, become a barrel racing champion. So I'm super experienced. I'm an amazing horse person and rider. I have all the Briar Barrel horses. So obviously, I know how to ride.
By the way, everybody, she is totally on improv mode now because the ad ended about 5 sentences ago. By the way, you'll never guess where Trails End Ranch is.
Please tell me it's in the South.
Chickamauga, Georgia.
Okay, hold on. I have to start over. Hold on. I have to do my own Google.
Chickamauga. I don't even know where that is. Chickamauga, Georgia.
That's Chickamauga because that's where the Native Americans used to live, and they named it after them.
Oh, got it.
So so the barrel racing, now we got to start over. Let me find my place here. So, like, y'all, I'm a 13-year-old girl who's looking for a starter horse because I am looking to ride better because, like, someday I'm going to be a barrel racing champion. And I got this 4-acre lot that my uncle used to have horses on. But, like, he said I could bring a horse to it if I want to. Maybe I could set up some sort of barrel racing pattern because I'm going to be, like, an amazing barrel racing champion. I have all the Briar horses that are all barrel racing amazing. And I'm, like, super awesome. And, like, I totally grew up around horses. And, like, I used to work at the Trails and Ranch, okay? And y'all know the Trails and Ranch. It's, like, an amazing trail place. It's like where you go to the end of the trail. I like was totally important there and like saddled the horses and I like brushed them. And then like the people, the dudes, we called them, they'd hide it out and on the trail ride. And then only twice did somebody's cinch fall off because it's too loose. So like I learned my lesson and now I know to tighten the cinch. So listen, y'all, I'm in Chickamauga and I got 4 acres that my uncle owns that he said I could totally set up to be a barrel racing champion. So like I'm looking for a free horse and I'm gonna love it. And y'all, we gonna take over the world and someday it's gonna be its own briar. Thank you. Here's my number. Give me a call. Actually, don't call me because I don't take phone calls, but I'll text and Instagram and FaceTime. Wait. I won't FaceTime. I'll do that Snapchat thing that everybody's doing now because I just downloaded Snapchat and I'm learning how to make all these pictures with my face doing other things. And like, I really like the one that makes me look like a dog. When you open your mouth, the tongue pops out. It's really funny. So Instagram, Snapchat, no, don't FaceTime me because I don't know you. You may be sending me a picture or something naughty. You can Facebook me, but like you have to use my mama's account because we don't have I don't have Facebook. It's for old people. I'm done.
Well, if you want to do it again, it's well done, by the way. If you want to do it again, there's one in Shippensburg and also one in Montana. So
no, I'm done.
All right, let's. So I apologize to people at Trails End Ranch in Georgia. They might not have even been the one.
Do you know what Trails End is here in Arizona?
What?
Trails End is the company you called to come pick up your dead horse.
Perfect. All right. Martha sent in the following one. She read it herself.
Go, Martha.
Dude is an AQH. He has papers. Dude would be a project horse. He does have heaves. ! The vet said it's not a severe case. He's 17. I got him in October of this year. He has been in one parade since I got him. He know the barrels. Did some fun jumping around the house. Once you get to know him, he's at your hip. The reason for sale or trade is he's too much horse for me. Also, he will not let me touch him anywhere behind his chest. I've been pined and almost kicked. My fault. I was brushing him and got to his back. Once saddled, he rides. No biggie. He does have a little hop on a bad day.
You can't brush him behind his chest. God, that's one dirty horse.
Once you get to know him, though, he'll be right at your hip.
He'll be right at your hip, kicking your kneecaps off.
I know him real well because I done had him for a month. Okay, I got him October. I put this ad up in November. God. Oh my God.
that one has never had its feet cleaned ever. Dude has never had its feet cleaned. We're a farrier work on him.
Why would you buy that horse? Did you buy it off the internet?
Oh my God. All right, let's call it a day. That's enough.
Oh, my God.
So oh, man. I love my face hurts from laughing. Well done today, Jamie. Well done. You went above and beyond. This is your, actually, last really bad ads of the year. So it was suited that you went above and beyond.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it's really well done. And thanks, Jerry, for coming on and putting up with us. And or maybe I should be apologizing to Jamie. I'm not sure which.
Yeah.
But he was nice to you today.
Nah, he's a good dude.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Dude. We pick on Jerry. He picks back. It's the way it goes.
We don't pick on him. He picks on me. Let's get it right. I didn't do nothing.
He's like your big brother, you know, constantly just picking. But that's what big brothers do. It's, you know, I can't because I'm like your boss, so I can't. So Jerry just kind of fills in for what I really want to say.
He's your actual conscience.
Yeah, that's right. Well, everybody have a terrific weekend. All the other shows are coming out. We have some great shows for you. A couple auditors again over on Staples Scoop that you're going to want to hear from. We had last year's winner, actually, of the grand prize. Lindsay Helmuth is on Staples Scoop this week. And she's the one that you've seen all the pretty pictures of her getting married and things. So you can catch her story over there. Another very smart auditor, by the way. And I also wanted to give a shout out to Dr. York, who's Elizabeth York, who's one of our auditors who stopped by yesterday to visit us, more to visit Scooter, I think. But she was on her way through Ocala from Orlando and stopped by. She was at the AAP and spent about an hour visiting with us. So that was fun. We appreciate them stopping by. And hopefully we'll get to meet more of our listeners next year as you're coming through Ocala. If you're down here for the season, definitely come on over, sit in on a show like Wendy did this morning. It's a lot of fun. That's it, Jamie. I'm out.
All right, everybody. Have a good one. Spay, neuter, geld.
This is the Johnson family with their special Radiothon entry, which we didn't get to play.
You've heard Philip and Wendy, sometimes Coach Jen. Debbie, Helena, let's not forget Glenn. But do you recall the most famous show host of all?
Hedwig the Pomeranian from the Healthy Critters Show tackles all the tough questions Jamie Jennings doesn't know. All of the hosts adore her, even with the funny name. Hedwig the Pomeranian joins in all the HRN games. Then one frosty Christmas Eve, Glenn came home to see the host had wrapped his gifts in gold underneath the Christmas tree. Now Hedwig the Pomeranian is on the Healthy Critters Show. She'll answer all the vet questions Jamie's never knows. All of the hosts adore her when she yips and barks with glee. Hedwig the Pomeranian is making podcast history.